Setting goals is important, but discipline is where real change happens. When you look back over your life, it can be encouraging to see areas you've grown in. However, it can also be discouraging to look back and see stagnance in an area. There are so many things in life that we have no control over. But by practicing discipline, we take control back on our hearts, minds, and bodies in the areas that we can. Are you tired of going through the motions and letting your life pass you by? Welcome to the Do It On Purpose podcast, where we aim to help you take back the reins on your life. When we first founded Good and Glory Collective, we decided it would be centered around effective communication and intentional living.
At the root, intentionality means this: knowing your purpose and doing everything on that purpose. So what are you waiting for? When you set your intentions and come alongside them with a little bit of discipline, you too can live a purpose-filled life with this one simple concept. Whatever you do, do it on purpose. You're listening to the Do It On Purpose podcast with Becky Thomas and Jesse Kacher, episode 8, Discipline on Purpose. So today we're talking about discipline, and we're going to spend some time breaking down all of what that means and how to implement it into our lives. But in order to get this conversation started, I feel like we should open up by asking the broad question: what is discipline?
So let's start out with Merriam-Webster's definition of discipline. Merriam-Webster describes discipline as control gained by enforcing obedience or order or training that corrects, molds, or perfects the mental faculties or moral character. So this definition describes the effects of self-control. And the Word of God has a lot to say on this matter. But note that a lot of times in Scripture, when you see the word discipline, it's talking about correction. So, for example, Hebrews 12:11 says, "No discipline seems enjoyable at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." So discipline and correction are important, but the discipline we're going to dive into today is discussing more so having self-control. And the point of why we wanted to talk about this is we want to make sure that when you're studying the Word of God, or when we're talking about topics, or you're diving into a topic that God's laid on your heart to study, be sure to pay attention to the context of Scripture when reading and studying the Word of God.
Really important point.
Because it can easily, you can look up, you know, in the back of your Bible, you can look up words. So let's say you want to study discipline, you look up the word discipline and you start reading Scripture, and you can get lost in just reading one Scripture at a time. Mm-hmm. So in everything you do, we suggest making sure that you're reading the context. Don't ever just read one Scripture from something. Make sure that you're putting it in the context of the words of God around it as well.
Yeah, because like when you're saying that word is used for like correction or discipline, like we're saying in the sense that like God disciplines us in the same way that a parent disciplines a child. And that is not the same type of discipline that we're talking about today. We're talking about it, like you said, in the sense of self-control, which is also like the word discipline is also used in the Bible for that.
Absolutely.
For example, in 1 Corinthians 9:25, it says, "All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize." And so there we see that obviously it's saying all athletes are self-controlled in their training. and that is more so what we're talking about today when it comes to the word discipline. But it's so easy to, you know, look at a Bible verse and just, you know, let it mean whatever you want it to mean without context, but without reading and seeing what the message as a whole is really saying, we can easily misinterpret. So that's why it's so important to check your context clues, because there's multiple types of discipline in the Bible.
Absolutely.
But today we're talking about self-control, which goes right along with that Merriam-Webster definition, which again describes discipline as control gained by enforcing obedience or order or training that corrects, molds, or perfects the mental faculties or moral character. So really it's taking control over areas of your life. It's being self-controlled, and being able to make the best decisions for you know, what you want your life to look like. And so that's what we're talking about this morning. And that's, that kind of sums up what discipline is. It's self-control.
Okay, so now that we have a good grasp on what discipline means, let's talk a little bit about why discipline's important.
Yeah, so really and truly, anybody can start something with motivation. You know, anybody can have a good idea and feel motivated and get something started. But it takes discipline to be able to see things through.
Absolutely.
So our little brother, Steven, he is a personal trainer. And he's always had this one phrase that he said that's just kind of continually stuck with me. So to quote the great Stephen Kacher.
He's going to love that you said that.
He will. He says that motivation gets you started, but discipline gets you results. And
yes,
that is so, so true. With anything in life, there are going to be times when the motivation fades and when the passion and the drive just aren't there anymore. And in those times, that's when it takes discipline to continue laboring for the things that matter. Really and truly, I always like to think, like, if I'm motivated, cool, this is the good time. This is a good time to get something started. Let me make a habit of it, because I know that this motivation is going to fade away. And at those times, I'm going to have discipline and self-control to be able to continue working at them.
Yeah, you just said something big. You used the word habit. So really, that's what we're talking about here, is with discipline, you're creating habits in your life.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not just like, it's not just a goal.
Yeah.
You're not just like setting a goal, I meet the goal, and then I'm done. Like, you're trying to create lasting habits in your life. And motivation is great. It's a great like starting point to start those habits.
And it makes discipline a lot easier when you're motivated.
Yes, but you know, discipline doesn't stop with the motivation. Once you, the goal is to get that habit in place. So that way, when the motivation is gone, you continue to practice discipline and self-control.
Yes.
Without discipline, we become wishy-washy, which means that we're just chasing whatever feels best in the moment and never actually seeing anything through to completion. Which brings me to Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 9. And that says, it is better to be content with what the eyes can see than for one's heart to always crave more. This continual longing is futile. Futile?
I think it's both.
I think I've heard it both ways. I'm going to say this continual longing is futile, like chasing the wind. That phrase, chasing the wind, just like,
oh my goodness,
sticks out to me. Yeah. I do not want to be at the end of my life looking back and saying, oh yeah, she spent her life chasing the wind. Like, I mean, I don't know if y'all have ever tried to chase the wind, but you can't catch it. It's not possible.
No. Have you tried?
No. No.
Okay. We're talking figuratively, right?
We are talking very figuratively.
Okay.
However, it's not possible to catch the wind. And so when you're constantly chasing after new things, you're going to catch nothing. And also, not to mention the fact that chasing the wind and never seeing anything through to completion is not the character of God. So therefore, that's not the image that we were created to carry out either. Time and time again throughout the Bible, we learn something really cool about God's character, which is, I mean, I have a lot of favorite things about God's character, but I love this about him. And that's that he always...
God's pretty great.
Yes, he is. He's really cool. And he always finishes every work that he begins. So with that in mind, if we're going to carry out the image of God in this way, we're going to need discipline. The Bible says that consistently chasing after the next new thing is the equivalent to chasing the wind. So being able to commit to good things, even when they lose their grandeur or when we lose our motivation, that takes discipline, which is why it's so important that we learn how to instill that discipline in our daily lives. I mean, I can't imagine never being able to see anything through to completion, and to be able to have that discipline to remain committed to things, even when it's not fun anymore, or, you know, for the time being, a lot of times, like, the motivation comes back.
Yeah.
The passion comes back.
It's an ebb and flow thing.
But we can't be all over the place as we ebb and flow. Like, it takes discipline to be able to commit to things. So with that in mind, we've talked about so far what discipline is, which is self-control. And we've talked about why it's important, which is because if we want to be committed people who see things through, we're going to have discipline. So now with all that information, our next question is, how do we do it? Like, how do we implement discipline into our lives?
Yes. So y'all know we like to keep things very practical around here. And if you're someone who's just super disciplined in your life, maybe this isn't necessary for you. But if you're like us, and have a tendency to maybe struggle or waver in the area of discipline, we've got good news.
Preach it, sister.
Yeah. And if you are someone who's super disciplined in your life, please come give us some tips.
They were just born with natural discipline.
Yes. So here's the good news. You can make a plan and practice discipline. This can get very practical. So just like in high school when I was on the basketball team and I practiced daily with my basketball team, I can practice my discipline daily. So what this plan and practice looks like for me, this is just my personal plan that I have made. For the year of 2021, my word is discipline. And I took a little bit of a different approach. Usually I set goals, whether they're yearly, quarterly, monthly. But this year I'm going to be honing in on discipline in three different areas of my life. And I'm going to be choosing one spiritual discipline, one professional discipline, and one personal discipline each month to just practice and hone in on.
I love that.
So trust me, I need to grow in so many aspects of each area. But the reason I'm choosing to do one each month is because these disciplines, I want them to build over the year and I want to set myself up for success. And I think that a lot of the times we can jump into something and we're really excited about it. And then we get overwhelmed and we move past. We're like, okay, well, this was just too much. I can't do it and I'm going to forget about it. And I don't want that to happen because I want this to be something that's continually building over the year. So for me, I felt like setting three different discipline intentions every month was a safe area for me. It's achievable and it's a good place to start. So just like how many of us typically set goals for the year, like I was talking about earlier, whether it's for the year, the quarter, or even the month, but it's just a different approach. I've always loved to set goals, and I think they're great stepping stones for growth. But discipline is where that real change can happen. You're building habits. So think of it this way. You can set goals inside the areas of your life that you want to gain discipline and self-control. For example, in January, my personal discipline is to take control of my nutrition. And I'm actually doing a Whole 30 this month. And while that's a great place to start with taking control of my nutrition, completing the Whole 30 is actually more of a goal. So that goal is going to be achieved in 30 days. Actually, it's going to be achieved in just a few days now.
So close.
Yes, so close. And I do plan to celebrate with some cheese, if I'm being honest. But in 30 days, it's over. So I set a goal, in 30 days, it's over. But by setting a discipline of better nutrition, I'm planning to take control of what I'm putting in my body by changing the pattern of my behavior. This is something that will not just last those 30 days, but I plan to carry with me for the rest of my life. To give you an overall idea of what this plan has looked like in January for me, my personal discipline, as stated, was nutrition. My professional discipline was taking control of my inbox and phone and using them as tools to work at the right times, but not all the time. And my spiritual discipline that I'm focusing on is biblical meditation. We're actually going through these spiritual disciplines together. Jesse and I are both working through, and we've invited you guys to join us with our
shameless plug for our midweek coffee chat.
Yeah.
If y'all are listening to this and you do not follow us on Instagram, we go live on our stories the first three Wednesdays of every month for what we call midweek coffee chat, which is where we always say it's time for midweek coffee chat, where we drink coffee and chat. We have a little jingle.
She didn't do it with the jingle voice,
I didn't sing it. It didn't feel like the right time for that. But so Wednesday mornings around 8 a.m., we go live on our Instagram and we just talk about different topics. And so one of those, once a month right now, we're talking about whatever spiritual discipline we're focusing on for that month. So if y'all want to go through those disciplines with us, then we encourage you to join us for our midweek coffee chats.
Yeah.
Where we drink coffee and chat.
Yeah. So I was going to make a little joke about our book club that we've started earlier.
Yeah. The girls who barely have read up until this point in their lives are now readers, and we've started a book club.
But it's a very achievable book club because we're only reading one book this year.
Yep. Sometimes you got to set achievable goals, guys.
So the book that we're working through for these spiritual disciplines is The Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster. And conveniently, there is 12 spiritual disciplines that he walks you through throughout the book. So the reason we're obviously doing one book this year on the spiritual disciplines is 12 spiritual disciplines, 12 months in the year. So we're going to tackle one discipline a month and build on it so that by the end of the year, we've created habits of all 12 disciplines.
Right. Well, and that kind of goes back to like you were saying, you set one discipline for each month, because if we were to go through 12 disciplines this month and try to practice them all, I would for sure not be good at practicing.
Oh yeah. Like habits would not be being built.
It's hard to practice one at a time. So taking like that one discipline per month and being able to spend time practicing it and make a habit out of it before moving on to the next one. And for our book club, you only have to read one chapter a month. So yeah. I mean, very attainable, but also very transformational.
Yes.
I literally looked at Becky the other day and I was like, this book is so good. Like, I think I may have underlined 90% of
so
far.
Oh, yeah. And even better, just to keep going on about how great our book club is, you only have to read one chapter a month. And we're going to give you the cliff notes once a month, too. So you get a recap once a month with us as well.
It's a pretty good setup.
Yeah. I mean, we would love for you to join
us. We're not going to turn you into readers or anything.
Yeah.
But it is a great book.
Yes, it is. It is. So speaking of reading, just to give you guys kind of a idea of how I approached practicing discipline in these areas, I took time to read lots of books and gain knowledge in these areas. Some of them I read. Some of them I listened to on Audible. Big fan of Audible. But and I also practice them. So the saying practice makes perfect applies to discipline as well. I took time to practice meditation. I spent every day practicing making better nutrition decisions and learning about better nutrition decisions. And I had to focus every day on making sure that I shut down at the end of the day and wasn't working when I should be spending time with my family and my friends or answering calls and text messages. So yeah, disclaimer, if you are going to try this approach, be sure to have some grace for yourself as you practice your disciplines and incorporate them into your life, because none of us are perfect and I messed up tons this month.
Yeah. And I think with that, like with having grace, it's important to remember like the real goal here too of like what we're trying to do is like, I know if I set a goal and I say I'm going to do like this for X amount of days in a row and I mess up on day three, I'm just like, well, I've ruined the goal.
Yeah.
Tossing this aside, like it's over. Had a good run of it. Not really, but
3 whole days.
I'll just like quit on the goal. But we're not goal setting. We're trying to make habits. And so if I, you know, if my goal was that I wanted to make a better routine of going to the gym, if I miss a day, that doesn't mean that I can't still make a habit. I'm going to get up the next day and go. I haven't ruined the process. You're making habits and you're going to mess up and that's okay. But give yourself grace and keep working at that habit.
Yeah. And you know what? I am like nutrition. I've been focusing on nutrition this month. But you know what? I didn't do it this month because of the Whole 30. But after the Whole 30, next month, I am for sure going to still eat pizza. And hang out with my friends and eat queso
life
and guacamole.
Pizza for no reason just sounds sad.
It's not like I'm planning to never eat anything that isn't super healthy for me or anything like that. It's just building a habit of putting better nutrition into my body, but also giving myself some grace. Same with if you're trying to set the habit of going to the gym, like you're going to take a day off.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You need to, actually.
That's healthy.
Yes. It's good for you. Okay, so the first step in how to practice and have discipline is to make a plan and to practice it. So let's talk about number two, which is going to be fight the flesh.
Yes.
And that is a very church term, I guess. it's biblical, though. We're getting this from the Bible. So if you go to Galatians 5:16-17, it says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." So when we're talking about flesh here, I think this is pretty obvious for most people, but that's just talking about like,
our human desires.
Yes, our human desires. So for the flesh desires what is against the Spirit, and the Spirit desires what is against the flesh. These are opposed to each other so that you don't do what you want. Mm. So when we're chasing, we as humans, we have a sinful nature. But when we're chasing after God, we have to constantly be making decisions against that sinful nature.
Yeah.
Because we want to walk in the Spirit, not in our flesh. Mm-hmm. So you've got to fight the flesh to have discipline.
I listened to a really great message one time where I can't remember who it was. I so wish I could like shout this message out and tell you guys who it was or what it was called. But essentially what they were talking about this scripture, and they were saying like your flesh was born first. You were born again when you become saved. So the Spirit is automatically like your flesh is going to be stronger than your spirit in the beginning because it's been around longer and you've been living in the flesh longer. And so you have to train up the spirit. You have to like strengthen the spirit. So
do
that
you think
way
you do that with spiritual disciplines?
Yes, you do. That's what I'm saying. It takes discipline to train up the spirit to be able to deny the flesh.
Yeah. And I mean, it's brought up multiple times throughout the Bible, but in Romans 8:5, it also says, for those who live according to the flesh have their mindset on the things that of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit have their mindset on things of the spirit. And we want to be people that have our mind set on things of the spirit.
Yes. And amen.
Yes. So for example, we talked about the biblical discipline of meditation. This has been something that I've really had to practice this month. And I'm going to continue having to practice and focus on and fight the flesh during, because I am constantly having fleshly thoughts of chaos, busyness, and distraction while I'm trying to meditate. Whether it is something I have on my to-do list that day or something I'm anxious about or worried about, mm-hmm. or even like literally down to something I'm having for breakfast, or like I think I have a permanent soundtrack going in my head, because it is very hard for me to quiet my thoughts. And when I try to, I just instantly start playing music in my head. So these are things that I'm like, I've been really having to work to fight against my flesh when it comes to taking those thoughts and capturing them and being still and being quiet and practicing biblical meditation.
Mm. Yeah, it's not always easy to do. So talking about denying the flesh, I want to look back at that scripture that we kind of just touched on briefly earlier. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting in verse 25. We're going to read through 27. Says, all athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. Do it on purpose. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. It takes effort to practice discipline.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've never trained for the Olympics before. me just even thinking about being skilled enough at a sport to go to the Olympics makes me actually laugh out loud. I'm the least sporty person on the planet. But I can imagine that when you're training for the Olympics, you can't just like be like, oh, I really want to eat this whole box of cookies right now, so I'm going to eat the whole box of cookies. I mean,
probably not.
Most of us probably shouldn't do that anyways. But yeah. Especially not if you're training for the Olympics, because you like as an athlete, they know that they have a bigger goal of what they're trying to achieve that like is so like has a heavier weight than whatever they desire in the moment. So they're going to like deny those fleshly desires for those cookies because they have a bigger goal ahead of them.
Yeah. And I think, like, go ahead. You just said in the moment. And I think that's a big thing too. Mm-hmm. Having discipline might be hard in the moment, and it might be easier to make that choice that is going to fulfill that fleshly desire.
Yeah.
Instantly. But in the long run, it's going to make things harder. I saw a quote one time that said, making the wrong decision right now might be easier, but down the road, it's going to make things harder.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to create discipline in something, you really have to deny those instant gratification things that come from those fleshly desires, mm-hmm. knowing that you have a bigger goal in mind.
Yeah. And that's it. When you have your eye on the bigger goal, it says, like in that scripture, it says they do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. Like they have the end goal in mind. And so therefore they're able to keep their mindset on that. So that way, you know, like the little things that come up along the way, like the little fleshly desires, they don't matter as much as the bigger goal. And I think that's exactly the same thing when it comes to implementing discipline in really any area of our lives. What's the bigger prize that we're shooting for? And how can we keep our eyes on that bigger prize so we can deny the flesh, and be able to run with purpose? Because truly, I mean, like, that's what this whole podcast is about, is being able to do things on purpose and to run with a purpose. And we have to be able to have discipline to do that.
So we have talked so far about fighting the flesh, and we have talked about making a plan and practicing your discipline. But the third tip we have for you with how to have discipline is to ask for help. So fighting the flesh is hard. We know that from personal experience, both Jesse and I. We have been talking about this quite a bit recently. And it's always easier to go for those few extra moments of sleep or skipping your quiet time or personal study and choose 30 minutes on Instagram over a workout. I've done that several mornings where I didn't even realize 30 minutes had gone by.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. So we totally get it. However, you're not alone. So first and foremost, ask the Lord to help you as you practice discipline.
That's really good.
So you're probably going to think I'm a little bit crazy, but I have actually prayed before falling asleep at night that the Lord would help me wake up early and be motivated. That sounds really silly. And like, hey, God's got bigger things to handle, lady. Have you watched the news recently? But that is the cool thing about our God. He's omnipotent and he's omnipresent, which means he's got all the power and he's everywhere. So even though prayers like that.
He's just so stinking cool.
I know. Like, I just even saying that out loud gives me chills. But so even though prayers like that might seem super small, he can handle those things, y'all, and the rest of the world's problems as well. He's bigger than all of it. And those things matter. So ask God for help when you're practicing discipline, even if it seems like something silly over making sure that you get up on time and are motivated in the morning to get your quiet time in. I mean, I have started my quiet time off with, Lord, I am so tired and I don't feel like I'm alert enough to be doing this right now. God, please renew my mind.
Yeah. I've said that many a time.
Yeah. Like, it's okay. Ask God for help. He has time for you and your little problems and your big problems. So, secondly, find someone you trust and ask them for help. So this can look like asking them to hold you accountable as you practice discipline, asking them to be a prayer partner as you stretch your discipline, or even better, finding somebody that will do both for you. Just make sure it's someone you know who loves you and will be doing it for the right reasons, and someone who will hold you accountable.
Yeah.
You don't want to choose somebody that loves you so much that they're not going to hold you accountable. Like, honestly, when I think of that, I think probably don't pick your mom.
Yeah.
She loves you and she's going to have a lot of grace for you. And maybe she's not going to hold you as accountable as other people might.
Also, I think it might differ based off of like you don't need me to be your accountability partner when it comes to not eating queso.
Yes.
And tortilla chips for a month. I can hold you accountable in a lot of ways. But if you want to eat queso, I want to eat queso.
Yes.
So, like, I'm probably not your girl for that.
Same with mom. Literally on, like, day three of my Whole 30, we were doing a family dinner. And she's like, well, honey, can't you just take one day off? It'll be okay. You need to eat. Your body needs this food.
You look hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's our mother on a daily basis.
Yeah, so I say probably not your mom. When I say that, I mean probably not my mom when it comes to things like that. You know,
like, on other things.
Yes.
Yeah, she'd be a great accountability partner.
Oh, yeah.
But I think just certain topics, you need to find somebody who's going to, like, hold you accountable in that area.
So for me, this is my husband. He is literally the most disciplined person I know. And he takes a person's word very seriously.
Yeah.
Very seriously. It's one of the things I respect and I love most about him. However, it also means that if I tell him I'm going to do something, whether it's waking up early to have my quiet time and work out every morning, or that I'm going to watch less TV, or for a very real scenario this month that I'm doing a Whole 30, he's going to hold me accountable and he's going to call me out if I waver. I'm not going to pretend like I always love it, if I'm being honest. Sometimes he doesn't get the nicest, sweetest response from me, but I'm so grateful that he loves me enough to help me grow in those areas and to push me through that. And he's the person that I know, like, he'll hold me accountable no matter what area it is.
Yeah. Having that accountability is so helpful. And the fact that we can get accountability and help from the Lord, and also from, you know, physical, like, from, like, people who are here with us in the flesh and who can help us and encourage us and hold us accountable. That's huge. That's such a helpful thing that you can practice when it comes to implementing discipline in your life.
Absolutely.
So just to recap everything that we talked about today as we get ready to close out, we just believe so strongly in the fact that, like, practicing discipline is so important when it comes to being able to live on purpose. We talked about today what discipline is, which is self-control, really and truly. Why it's important, which is because we can't see anything through to completion without it. And because God is a God who sees things through. And so therefore, since we're like called to carry out his character and his image here on earth, we have to be able to see things through. And then we also talked about how to implement discipline, which is one, make a plan and practice it. Two, fight the flesh. And three, ask for help, both from God and from people in your life. So as we sum up all of that, and as we end out this episode today, we want to leave you with one question. And this is what we call our Think on Purpose. Each and every episode, we leave you with a question for you to reflect on and to be able to really take this and apply it to your life. And so today's Think on Purpose question is, what is one area in your life, just pick one single area, that you would like to begin practicing discipline? So just like we were talking about the importance of focusing on, you know, not too many things at a time, we just want you to start out with one thing. Pick one area and one discipline that you want to implement and spend some time practicing it and making a good habit and being able to take control back in that area of your life. So maybe once you make habits and you are able to take control in that area of your life, then you move on to another thing. But to start, we just want you to identify one area and begin practicing discipline so that you can learn to live and run on purpose. Thanks so much for joining us on today's episode of the Do It On Purpose podcast. If you enjoyed today's content, we would so appreciate it if you would rate us, leave us a review, share us with your friends. We love hearing y'all's feedback, and we look forward to seeing you here on next month's